Section 2. Clinical Need and Practice. 2.1. Age-related macular degeneration, AMD, is an eye condition which leads to a progressive loss of central vision. People retain some peripheral vision, but the ability to see well enough to recognize faces, drive, and read is affected, and vision can deteriorate rapidly. 2.2. AMD occurs in two forms, wet and dry. Wet neovascular AMD is characterized by the development of immature blood vessels that grow between the retinal pigment epithelial cells and the photoreceptor cells in the center of the retina, a process known as choroidal neovascularization, or CNV. These vessels easily hemorrhage and cause lesions on the macula, leading to visual impairment. The fovea is part of the macula, and CNV that develops below the foveal area is termed subfoveal CNV. Dry AMD, non-neovascular, is a form of extensive atrophy, or wasting of cells, which progresses slowly, whereas the wet form can lead to a rapid worsening of vision. CNV can be subdivided into classic and occult forms according to its appearance on investigation by fluorescein angiography. The classic form is associated with more rapid progression than the occult form. A mixture of classic and occult CNV can occur in the same lesion. 2.3. There are about 26,000 new cases of wet AMD in the UK each year, and the condition affects more women than men. By definition, the condition usually affects people who are over 50 years old, and the risk increases significantly with age. In the UK, the proportions of cases of wet AMD in each angiographic class are as follows. 20% predominantly classic, including classic no occult, 7% minimally classic, and 73% occult no classic. CNV is classified as classic no occult when the CNV lesions are classic with no occult component. Predominantly classic when classic CNV forms at least 50% of the lesion, but some occult CNV is present. Minimally classic, when classic CNV makes up less than 50% of the lesion, and occult only when there is no classic CNV present. The most commonly cited risk factor for AMD is cigarette smoking. The risk of developing AMD is 3.6 times greater for current and former smokers than for people who've never smoked. 2.4. Patient management consists of social support, visual rehabilitation, and the provision of aids to help people with low vision. However, in patients who have classic no occult subfoveal CNV and a best-corrected visual acuity of 660 or better, photodynamic therapy, or PDT, is an option. Visual acuity of 660 means that the patient can see at 6 meters what someone with normal vision can see from 60 meters away. 2.5. PDT involves injecting vertiporfin, a photosensitive drug that remains in the new blood vessels in the eye. This is followed by treatment with a low-powered laser, which activates the drug, causing cell death. The aim is to destroy the CNV lesions without damaging the retina, thereby halting or reducing progressive loss of vision. PDT does not prevent new vessels forming. It only treats established pathological vessels.